Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Overcast this afternoon with highs around 60. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 39 tonight, slight chance for showers. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 52.
Mid-America Network News. A man saw in connection to a shooting in Manhattan has been arrested in Wichita. The incident began shortly before 2 p.m. on Sunday, March 3rd. The Riley County Police Department says a 53-year-old man was shot in the arm and the leg at an apartment complex in Manhattan. The suspect is in custody at the Riley County Jail on charges of attempted second-degree murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, felony flee, and elude. His bond is set at $500,000. In a news release, the Riley County Police Department thanked the Wichita Police Department for apprehending the suspect. Gas prices continue to rise, topping the $3 per gallon mark this week at some Topeka stations. According to GasBuddy.com, unleaded fuel was going for $2.85 to $3.22 per gallon this morning in the capital city. Kansas is still lower than the national average of $3.38 per gallon. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at Amber WavesAuction.com.
According to the Graham County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, they located the vehicle of alleged jewelry scammers in the area yesterday afternoon. The vehicle was located at Studley. Over the past 10 days, reports have come across from different areas in northwest Kansas that two men have been seen attempting to signal drivers to pull over, and then they attempt to sell them items or ask for gas money. These scam artists were reported in Graham County a few days prior. These reports are showing that these men are conducting these scams well outside of the city limits, and that's concerning. If you observe a vehicle on the side of the road, please do not stop unless you know the vehicle or the driver. Police in Lawrence are asking for the public's help in locating a suspect in the shooting death of a young man that happened Tuesday night. Police are looking for 21-year-old Dawson Payne in connection to the death of 18-year-old David Kerr. The shooting happened around 10:40 at a home last night. Kerr was taken to a Kansas City hospital where he later died. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Grand Island Chamber of Commerce met to discuss the Elimination Property Income and Corporate or EPIC tax plan. Here's what President Jamie Carl had to say about the plan.
You're looking at homes. 22% on the cost of a home, or 15 to 22% on the cost of a new car, 15 to 22% on the cost of childcare. I think Nebraska becomes very unattractive for young families or, frankly, even retirees on fixed incomes. Nebraska just doesn't look all that attractive. It's certainly not competitive for businesses anymore. I think we would see a major population loss if this thing were to pass.
The Epic Tax Group organization is currently collecting signatures in an attempt to get their plan put on the November ballot. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. During this Severe Weather Awareness Week, the National Weather Service reminds you to be prepared. Stay in front of severe weather with updates from local media sources as well as weather radio. Make sure receiver batteries are fresh. In the event of severe weather, know the terms used, including watches and warnings. Safety and evacuation protocols should be covered and communicated with family, friends, or coworkers. An alternate plan should be developed. When storms hit, be aware of the dangers of high winds, including tornado, but also be aware of lightning safety and the potential for flash flooding. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Kansas. Marshall County Emergency Management offers free emergency alerts, including unexpected road closures, missing persons, evacuations, and etc., which can be sent via text, phone call, and email. Go to the county website, marshallcoks.org, find Emergency Management under the Departments tab and scroll down to Northeast Kansas Emergency Management to enter your information and create your account. You can also find a link on the Marshall County Emergency Management Facebook page or contact their office for information at 562-4550. A program on Medicare Basics through River Valley Extension District is planned Tuesday evening, March 12th in Concordia. Learn about Medicare eligibility, enrollment, options, benefits, supplements, and more. Program begins next Tuesday, 5:30 p.m. at the Cloud County Co-op Conference Room in Concordia and is free. Advance registration appreciated. Phone 785-243-8185. A program on chronic disease self-management will be offered through the River Valley Extension District over a six-week period beginning Thursday, March 14th. At the Republic County Hospital in Belleville. With a focus on helping people and their caregivers manage symptoms, improve quality of life, and reduce health care costs, tips for managing long-term health conditions will be covered. Those with chronic lung disease, bipolar disorder, high blood pressure, IBS, chronic pain, chronic heartburn, HIV, diabetes, or other conditions may benefit from this interactive program, aiming to increase confidence, physical and psychological well-being. More information on the program online at selfmanagementresource.com. Program is free. Participants will receive a copy of Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Conditions. Group will meet a total of six times at the Republic County Hospital in Belleville, Thursdays 10 until noon, beginning March 14th. They're capping the program at 18 participants. Please pre-register at the Washington office of the River Valley Extension District, 785-325-2121. Marysville Public Library will offer come-and-go crafts during spring break each day Monday through Friday next week from 10 to 2. Those under 7 need to be accompanied by someone over the age of 12. Crafts are free and vary each day, running 10 until 2 at the Marysville Public Library. Area basketball teams begin play Wednesday and Thursday in the state tournaments. Valley Heights will have no class on Wednesday. Hanover will dismiss classes Thursday at noon. $10,000 bond is set for a Barnes man. Edward Anthony Heaton was arrested on pending charges of criminal use of a weapon, possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia with intent to distribute, and interference with law enforcement. Eaton is being held in the Washington County Jail. Michael D. Young, age 63, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the Marysville Berean Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Michael Young. Virginia Jenkins, age 88, of Blue Rapids, passed away February 29th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Presbyterian Church Faith Hall in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Virginia Jenkins. Walter K. Hendricks, age 85, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30 at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Hove Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Walt Hendricks. Daniel R. Singleton, age 60, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Liberty Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 8 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5:30 until 7 at the Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Daniel Singleton. Betty A. Castle, age 94, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Washington Presbyterian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for Betty Castle.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain showers are likely throughout the day on Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Then more rain likely throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain showers still likely throughout Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Clearing up on Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early March 52, record high on this date 83. The average low 28. Sunset this evening 6:25. Sunrise in the morning at 6:52.
It is hard to imagine a rainbow without color, but they do occur. All about one of Mother Nature's eeriest phenomenons today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 6th, the 66th day of the year. The king of Western swing music, Bob Wills, was born on this day, and Walter Cronkite's last broadcast from the anchor desk was on this night in 1981. March can be a foggier month than most, especially for interior portions of the country, when mild air passes over damp or snow-covered ground. And it's in these conditions that you might be lucky enough to spot one of nature's rare creations, a white rainbow. Unlike a regular rainbow, where raindrops spit sunlight into multiple colors, a white rainbow occurs where the droplets are so tiny they can only bounce back white light. A white rainbow that persisted for several weeks was spotted a decade ago by Arctic explorers near the North Pole. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. The number 14 Kansas Jayhawks topped the Kansas State Wildcats last night in the interstate rivalry with the Sunflower Showdown in the final one of the regular season with a 90-68 victory. It was off to a strong start for the Jayhawks with 41 points going into the half over the Wildcats' 33 points. As Kevin McCullough Jr. put 19 points on the board with 3 rebounds and 3 assists, Nicholas Timberlake also had 18 points with Hunter Dickinson putting up 13. On the Wildcat side, it was all William Neclair as he put 17 points on the board throughout the game. Arthur Kaluma had 10 points, with Cam Carter only getting 3 points and 3 rebounds throughout his 24 minutes on the floor. The Jayhawks now head into their final game of the regular season on Saturday as they head on the road to take on number 1 Houston, with tip-off on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Wildcats are at home for their final game as the number 6 Iowa State Cyclones head to Kansas for their tip-off on Saturday at 1. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
A lot of changes happening with the Kansas University football team, as there's been a few different changes in leadership as Kansas offensive coordinator Andy Kolonicki took a job with Penn State, with defensive backs coach Jordan Peterson leaving for Texas A&M. And while it may be a changeup for the upcoming season, head coach Lance Leipold said it may be a good thing for the team.
The one thing that this program needed for so long was continuity. Okay, we had it. But in the same, you know, realm of things, bringing in new people forces us all to learn and grow. It's forced me to look at different things as a head coach. You can be confident in a lot of ways, but can't be complacent. Well, you know, having to interview and find fits and doing those things is really kind of stretched in a lot of different ways to make sure that maybe I don't get complacent.
That audio from KSNT News, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
State basketball tournaments tip off Wednesday as the Valley Heights girls, 18-5, face Leota, Wichita County, undefeated in 23 starts at Dodge City Wednesday at 2. Axtell boys, 21-2, face St. John's Tipton from Beloit, 14-7, at 6 p.m. Wednesday. We'll air both games live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app.
wall-to-wall state basketball coverage takes over KNDY FM 95.5 this week. Follow the Valley Heights girls, Frankfort girls, Hanover girls, and Axtell boys as they bid for a state title. Tune in to FM 95.5 or catch live coverage at KNDYradio.com or in the free KNDY FM mobile app. Don't miss a second of the excitement from Dodge City, Colby, and Great Bend with KNDY, your home for area sports coverage for over 50 years. For KNDY Sports, this is Max Blasky, joined with TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, words today as we get ready for a action-packed week of state basketball. Jeff, we're going to start in girls action, first starting with the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs there in 2A. As they enter this season under Jordan Brockman, they've had success over the year, but what stands out about them this season in particular?
Well, right now, on a 7-game winning streak, they're scoring just short of 57 points per game. Right now might be their most impressive basketball of the season. I think this Valley Heights team is hot going into the tournament, and that could really prove some big things for them.
This was a squad that did return a lot of players off of last year's team. How has that benefited this team when it came to getting through a tough 2A substate?
That's a given. When you get to March, having those senior leaders, having those upperclassmen, it's just like anything else. You have to have the ones to steer the ship properly, and that's exactly what this senior class does.
The next team we're going to chat about here, Jeff, is in the Frankfort Wildcats. Third place finish at state last year. They're back at it again this year. What makes Frankfort so lethal this season?
The fact that they don't panic is the most impressive feat for this Frankfort team. They never seem to be shaken by anything. Lexi Dollinghouse, Hattie Gross, so many great players that don't process what's going on around them. It's just looking straight forward. They have one goal, and that is to get where they are in the state championship and continue down this line.
And as we look at their state, you see two TVL teams, but before we get into it, how strong was this TVL girls this year?
Through the roof. You see that with now four teams going to state tournaments. It's absolutely incredible. And those teams that are there now, you know, the Hanovers, Centralias are the constants of the Twin Valley League. And it seemed like this year we had those constants and about 3 to 5 others that were, hey, we want to get to that level too.
Going back to the top, you mentioned them, Hanover. They come in after an undefeated season last year, 4 losses on the year. But what has been different about the Wildcats this year, but still, I guess, the same in the same sentence?
You know, in March, it's death, taxes, and Hanover girls basketball at state. That's all there is to it. They know how to win this time of year. Anna Juneman averaging over 20 points per game. Caitlin Clipp doesn't put up big numbers, but what she does on the boards and defensively and just away from the ball is absolutely incredible. You put those two on any team, and it automatically makes any team that much better.
The Centralia Lady Panthers, I called it a quiet 21-2. They lost the first game of the season and the last of the regular season, led, of course, by All-State player Owen Dieters. But it's the role players, I think, for Centralia, Jeff, that have really helped this team this season.
Definitely. Players like Josie Haverkamp, Claire Heinen. I can't wait to see the Centralia team play at state because statewide, people think a lot of Owen Dieters, but it's all of those players with her. The state are going to know those names as well.
4 girls teams, 2 more boys teams to talk about here, joined again by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We're going to move on now to the Axtell boys. They, of course, going back to the state tournament for the 2nd year in a row under head coach Jason Tynan, an athletic team that has fought from behind in a lot of games late in the season. But what makes this Axtell team possibly special as they look for a state title run?
The progression of this team throughout not just this year, but the last 3 to 4 years. These seniors went 12-11 as freshmen, and now they're 21-2. This group has completely changed what Axtell basketball is all about.
And another team that I said was quiet, 21-2, but both of those losses came in TVL play. How did those affect this Axtell season, and then also, luckily, not on a state tournament date?
So many obscure stats in the Twin Valley Leagues that I can find. This year, it is a good thing that the tournament is starting on the 6th, because the Axtell Eagles have lost two games this year. January 5th against Clifton Clyde, and February 5th against Frankfort. So if this tournament was starting on March 5th, the Axtell boys might be a little worried. But I think they have the chance to get some wins here at state. Eli Brockstrom is averaging 13.5 points a game. Brandon Schmelsley right in that area as well. I just really like this Axtell team.
And one of those teams in the TVL that handed them their loss, Clifton Clyde Eagles, the boys another run at a state title. They fell short with a first-round loss last year, but how has that motivated this senior-leading team that has been together and played a lot of basketball?
Well, you know, with a loss like that, you can do one of two things. You can cower away, or you can do what the Clifton Clyde Eagles did and get mad and work a lot harder in the off-season. Work a lot harder throughout the regular season, and now just playing some of their best basketball, maybe in a decade, in Clifton Clyde. Just absolutely an incredible team. And, yeah, they're going to use that last year as motivation for what they have coming up.
Again, we congratulate the six area teams being able to make it to a state tournament run. I know, Jeff, you're going to have updates of all the state games along with us here at KNDY. So where can people find that information this week?
Of course, you can go to the TVL Sports Spotlight on social media. I will also have a new podcast up today on TVLSpotlight.com to preview all of this. And I want to thank KNDY for everything that they do for the TVL Sports Spotlight. And, Max, I'm looking forward to this, man.
It's going to be a fun end to the basketball season. Unfortunately, that's the worst part about state, is it does have to come to an end. So, again, joined today by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. We appreciate what you do every week as well.
Max, it's been a pleasure.
Daffodils are a cheerful addition to the garden and your spring flower bouquets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Extend your enjoyment to a week or more by conditioning your daffodils before adding them to your spring arrangements. This also protects the other cut flowers in your bouquet from the stem-clogging sap the daffodils release into the water. Professional florists do this for you. If in doubt, do it yourself. In the garden, you'll need to start with proper harvesting. Pick daffodils early in the morning. Harvest single-flowered varieties when the stem below the flower bud is at a 90-degree angle. Wait for one bud to be fully open before harvesting varieties with several flowers on each stem. Recut the stem to the desired length and place in 3 inches of water. Move to a cool, dark location for 12 hours. Rinse, do not recut the stems, and add to your arrangement with other flowers. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was the middle of the night, and two police officers had happened upon a relatively small piece of smoldering metal in the middle of 8th Street in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. They kicked it to the side of the road and really didn't give it a second thought. That was until they got back to headquarters. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In Manitowoc, Wisconsin, you'll find the Rahr West Museum. It was opened in 1950 as a general museum of the city, but soon transitioned into an art museum, featuring artists such as George O'Keefe, Pablo Picasso, and Andy Warhol. At this point, the museum sounds like many others across the country. But as Greg Vadney explains, this is where the story and Rahr West is different from all others.
You got a historic house in an art museum. I've seen that before. What else can you do? Well, we had a gift from above.
I'll let Greg explain that gift that truly came from above.
In 1962, with the Sputnik 4 spacecraft crash landing here in Manitowoc, it broke up in the atmosphere, and the largest recovered piece was found right outside the mansion.
But we should rewind a bit, because when this took place, no one initially realized the importance of what had happened.
Two officers found this piece in the early morning hours of September the 4th, 1962. They had no idea what it was.
Manitowoc is an industrial town. The two officers thought the steaming piece of metal about the size of a hubcap had probably fallen off a truck hauling items from one of the local foundries.
They knocked the piece over to the side of the street and they went back about their business and eventually got back to the precinct where they heard, hey, the FBI is in town and they're looking for something.
The officers went back to the spot on 8th Street where they had moved the smoking metal out of the road. The FBI took a look and quickly agreed it was a piece of Russia's Sputnik 4 satellite that had crashed back to Earth. What happened next keeps this spot and this museum on the map for many. That's next time as we travel the countryside. Manitowoc, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you see blisters on the mouth, nose, or feet of your livestock, call your veterinarian. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The signs mimic a disease that was eradicated from the United States as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Just one canker sore in my mouth is painful. Livestock can have many, which can also include blisters in and around their mouth, nose, and feet. Tony Moravec is a veterinarian with Mariel and says vesicular stomatitis and a number of other viral diseases will cause blisters in horses, pigs, and cattle. These are the signs to look for.
Any type of salivation around the mouth, cattle dropping feed, pigs dropping feed, horses dropping feed out of their mouth, because there's sores in and around the mouth and it's just a very uncomfortable disease. Lameness, if they have blisters between their toes, it's a very sore and discomforting disease.
Good sanitation and quarantine practices on affected farms usually contain the infection until it dies out on its own. But if you see these symptoms in your animals, call your veterinarian right away for a diagnosis and treatment. This is important because the symptoms are similar to foot and mouth disease, which has no cure. It hasn't been found in the United States since 1929, but it's very contagious and could be just a plane ride away.
Foot and mouth disease is currently infecting animals in parts of Southeast Asia, parts of South America. It is not in America as we know it right now, but we are on high alert. There's a lot of people that travel, and it's a virus that can stick to the bottom of shoes. It has a way of moving around the world, and we don't fully understand all the different routes of transmission of how it can move from place to place, but that's why we need to be so hypervigilant.
The virus causing vesicular stomatitis can also infect handlers of infected animals. In people, it causes influenza-like symptoms. Learn more about blister diseases at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You talked. U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action listened. Their new strategy today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. I told you yesterday about the new strategic framework just revealed by the group U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. CEO Kevin Burkham explains that input from all parts of the ag sector urged action.
And I was told repeatedly about the need for an organization like USFRA to play the critically important role of creating opportunities for collaboration, information sharing, and solution development for the full ag value chain to lift the voices of those farmers and ranchers on the domestic and international stage in order to help change that narrative that U.S. agriculture is something to be fixed.
Burkham says the new strategy has two objectives.
The first is to convene the U.S. ag value chain to identify and drive solutions on critical long-term challenges. The second is to lift the voice of farmers and ranchers on the domestic and perhaps even more importantly on the international stage to help create better understanding of all the good that U.S. agriculture is doing now and its enormous potential to do even more in the future.
Burkham's comments were gleaned from USFRA's podcast, Farm Food Facts, and you can learn more at usfarmersandranchers.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it is Wednesday, now officially March 6th of 2024. And at these times now, at this time of the year, we take a look at the soil temperatures across the Sunflower State. Of course, soil temperature directly affects the plant growth. Soil organisms function best at an optimum soil temperature. Temperature impacts the rate of nitrification, also influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So we'll take a look through quite a few different regions throughout the Sunflower State. We'll start up in the northwest corner, which is primarily the coolest section of the state up until the growing season. We'll take a look in Colby first at the 4-inch soil temperature depth. As of right now, the current temperature is at 40 degrees, which is a bit lower than their 7-day average of 41 degrees. Still out west, we'll look in Scott City now, as their current 4-inch soil temperature is at 41 degrees, still a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 43. And looking down in the far southwest corner of the state, down in Moscow, currently at 44 degrees at the 4-inch depth, and that is a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 49 degrees. Taking a look across the central belt of the state, we'll start up in the north central portions near Belleville, as currently right now, their 4-inch soil temperatures at 41 degrees, a bit higher than their 7-day average of 40 degrees. Right in the central portion of the state, we'll take a look in McPherson, is currently 47 degrees, which is right on their 7-day average. And down in the south central region, we'll look in Harper. 48 degrees is the current temperature. That is also a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 47. Taking a look across the eastern portions of the state, especially southeastern Kansas, which is where we see our warmest region of the state, we'll take a look in Sedan, is currently right now 51 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth, and the 7-day average is a bit cooler than that at 48 degrees. Still out in the eastern portions of the state, we'll look in Ottawa. 49 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature, which is a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 46 degrees. And lastly, we'll look up in northeastern Kansas and Oskaloosa. 47 degrees is the current temperature, which is pretty close to their 7-day average of 46 degrees. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
News happens quickly across the region, and you need to stay in the know. That's when you turn to us. Join me, Felix Johnson, with your Mid-American Network News. We're here for you all day to give you the latest news, information, and local stories from across Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, and beyond. From the latest at the state capitol to stories in your community to highway closures, community events, and much, much more. The Mid-American Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
A successful deworming program will help boost your cattle operation profits. Here are four ways to enhance the efficacy of your dewormers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Deworming cattle is very important to reduce internal parasites. These parasites can affect feed intake, lower the average daily gain, and lower reproductive performance. John Davidson is the Senior Associate Director for Beef Cattle Professional Services at Beringer Ingelheim. He says they recommend four pillars to enhance your dewormer program. The first one is having good diagnostics. Take samples from the cattle, evaluate the parasite burdens, and what species of worms are present in the animals. The second pillar is, how do we maintain the efficacy of the products we're using?
And that is using products in combination to ensure the highest degree of kill in the cattle population. So using a traditional pour-on or injectable dewormer in combination with an oral drench is called combination treatment.
Consult with your veterinarian to set up a deworming program that fits your production and management goals. The third pillar is good animal husbandry and stewardship of pasture resources. Cattle usually get infected with parasites from the pastures they graze.
The vast majority of parasite transmission occurs when the grass gets short. And so paying attention to stocking rates and the forage height, limiting the peak transmission there in the vulnerable and susceptible cattle, it's going to be an important consideration.
And lastly, Davidson recommends leaving some animals untreated. This provides a population of organisms that have not been exposed to the compounds that we're treating with to reduce resistance buildup. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about enhancing dewormer efficacy at agriculture.com.
Bids are being accepted for the Ronald L. Jaquis Family Trust on two properties in Sutter Township located west of Winifred. The first, approximately 80-acre tract with approximately 60 tillable crop acres. The second tract, approximately 156 acres, 42-acre CRP, 98-acres pasture. Property subject to easements and right-of-ways of record. For inspections or details or to obtain a bid sheet, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375. Or email jason@gwblaw.net or visit the website sealedbidauction.net. Bids must be received no later than noon Friday, March 15th. Seller reserves the right to accept any bid, reject all bids, or invite certain bidders to a subsequent private auction. Again, contact Galloway, Wiggers & Brunniger at 562-2375 for more details, inspection, and bidding information.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we head closer to the final hour of trade here on this Wednesday, the theme has been lower pretty much all throughout the day, lower in the livestock especially. The cattle market's all in the red. April live cattle currently down 52 at 187.45. June live cattle down a dime at 183.42. Similar struggler for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract down 90 to 251.40. April down 80 cents to 256.37. And triple-digit losses for the hogs today. April lean hogs down 42 at 84.75. May trading at $90.47 per hundredweight. That's down 110 on the day. Into the grains, corn's been two-sided back and forth. It just clawed its way back into the positive figures as March corn back up 2 to 415.5. May's up a quarter cent to 426.5. The biggest hit today has been in the wheat market. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all double-digit lower. May Kansas City wheat currently down 15.25 to 554. July down to 545.25. That's down 12.5 cents on the day. Mixed in the oats as we see May down 4 cents to 358. However, July up a half a cent to 353.75. Into the soybeans, we see a back and forth two-sided trade trying to claw its way back into positive figures by the end of the day. However, March soybeans still down 0.75 cent to 1140 a bushel. May down a penny at 1148. March soybean meal back slightly higher up 10 to 331.30. And March soy oil up 49 points at 45 even. Cotton's been consistently in a triple-digit gain today. May cotton currently up 115 at 95.39. Looking at the energy markets, it's been higher all day today. April crude oil up 149 to 79.64. Unleaded gas is up 4 cents a gallon to 257. Heating oil now up 6 to 267. However, natural gas back down lower, slightly down 2 at 193. A look down Wall Street sees a lot of tech shares rebounding from yesterday's sell-off. The Dow Jones up 206 to 38,791. The S&P is currently up 47 to 5,125. And the NASDAQ up over a percent in the green, up 179, trading at 16,119. Sam's back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Have you been searching for genetics that do all of these great things, including add weaning weight, maternal strength, and hybrid vigor, all while maintaining carcass traits? Well, search no further. That's right. Teeter Ranch in Eureka, Kansas is your Simmental and Sim Angus source for quality, commercially minded seed stock. Our bulls come with a breeding and a feed guarantee developed to stand the test of time. The 60 springborn bulls are ready for your appraisal and can be reserved for spring pickup at the ranch. Bulls are also consigned to the Connor State Bull Test of Oklahoma, along with the Purdue Test of Indiana and Wardensville, West Virginia Bull Test. We welcome visitors out to the ranch anytime. Some of our sires include WC Banknote, WC Rapid Fire, Hoffman Thedford, Sav Rainfall, Spring Creek Tesla, and many more. Visit us online at www.teeterranch.com or call Zach at 620-583-9338. Again, that's 620-583-9338.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Oil prices and inflation rates are among the main driving factors of the price of fertilizer. K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl discusses how fertilizer prices impact producers' net income.
Fertilizer is really the second biggest expense category outside machinery. So machinery is by far and away the biggest expense category. A lot of those expenses are fixed expenses. But then when we look at the variable expenses, really fertilizer is the most important one there. You know, farmers have a lot of money tied up in growing a crop, especially for something like corn or grain sorghum or wheat, where you're putting a lot of nitrogen on your product. So those crops use a lot of fertilizer, and whenever those prices go up, we see a corresponding hit to the farmer's bottom line, because that's going to show up as a higher input cost.
Ibendahl relays the optimal price of oil and inflation rates that he'd expect to keep fertilizer costs in check.
whenever we see oil prices go up, we're going to see a corresponding hit on the fertilizer side. So, you know, we had fertilizer prices go up well above $1,000 a ton for anhydrous at one point. You know, they have since backed off quite a bit here. And over the last few months, I think anhydrous now is currently in the mid-$800 range or so. But really, as long as the oil price stays in the $70 range, I think you'll look at fertilizer prices being pretty steady. Again, a lot of it's going to depend on the inflation side too here. So as long as we have kind of got inflation down to the 3 or 4% range, I think you're looking at, you know, fertilizer in the $800 range is probably pretty realistic.
He explains why producers may consider buying their fertilizer sooner rather than later in 2024.
Farmers can buy things ahead of time, and a lot of farmers do have some storage capabilities for buying fertilizer and storing it, and the same with fuel storage as well here. So, you know, farmers can look at my price predictions and look at maybe when they want to consider buying things. If you go back and look at what happened a year ago, you know, a lot of farmers tend to want to buy fertilizer in the fall because they can count that as an expense in the current year, and it can help lower things for tax purposes. Well, a year ago, it was the case, you know, fertilizer prices went down pretty much all winter, most of the spring, so those farmers who bought fertilizer later in the year and earlier in the spring actually came out ahead over those folks who bought their fertilizer earlier in the year, maybe like a year ago last fall. Well, I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I don't think waiting and buying your fertilizer this spring later is going to really allow you much saving, because it looks to me like fertilizer has been rising a good chunk of the winter here. I don't really see a whole lot of downside potential, though, in the fertilizer market, just based on where the oil price and the inflation price is here. So I don't really see much fertilizer prices going much lower. I think the risk of things going higher is probably a bigger risk to producers.
That was K-State Farm Management Extension Specialist Greg Ibendahl on the current fertilizer price outlook. Learn more at www.agmanager.info. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Travelong by Landall in Waterville is looking for career-minded individuals, currently hiring trailer refurbishment staff, including welders, paint prep, painters, and assemblers on first shift. This stable family-owned company offers competitive wages, raises, and promotions, plus a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, employer-paid life, short-term and long-term disability insurance, comprehensive health insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. Landall Company, EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have reversed some of yesterday's losses. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones was up 225 points and closing in on 39,000. The S&P and NASDAQ Composite were both higher by 0.8%. Tesla shares fell another 2% this morning, extending the EV maker's losses year-to-date to nearly 30%. Longtime investor Ross Gerber blames the sell-off on CEO Elon Musk having too many unfinished projects on deck. The Biden administration is taking on another of what it calls junk fees. The White House is proposing a rule capping fees for late payments on credit cards at $8. Right now, the late charges average $32. And some insurance companies just can't keep up with the cost of newly popular weight loss drugs. The Wall Street Journal says some insurers now are cutting back on payments for those drugs. Others are cutting off reimbursements altogether. Jim Ryan, ABC News.